Rav Sulam Yaakov Sulam Parshas Nosli.
Good morning, Rabbi Say. The last time I spoke over here, was about Rabbeinu Tam's Shitta in Tfilin.
Yeah,
it's famous as Machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. So some people taka wear two pairs of tefillin. I was told afterwards that day was the yard site of Rabbeinu Tam taka. That day, I never knew about it. Now today, I'd also like to speak again about Rabbeinu Tam, but something else about Rabbeinu Tam. Another shitta, and this is much more famously known. And this is Rabbeinu Tam when it comes nacht. This is Man of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, before I start, I'm just telling you that this is very much an overview. There's a lot into this. There's a lot. You can't talk about this in just 50 minutes and 40 minutes. And anyway, myself, I'm not as bekannt in all the details and all the ins and outs of this. So it's more of an overview. Just what is it all about, also Rabbeinu Tam? And as well, we a lot of us have heard there's problems with Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't fit and everything. What exactly is this all about? And so, yeah, Rabbeinu Tam is a grandson. So we'll start off like this. Before I go into it, I'll just be magdim. The world, as we know, every morning the sun comes and rises, and every evening the sun sets. Now, when the sun rises, so that we see the light. When the sun sets, the light disappears. So why is it not like when you switch on and off a light? Switch on the light, the sun, then it's light. You switch the light off, it's dark. What happens over here in the morning takes time until it becomes properly bright. And the evening at night, it takes time until it comes completely dark. Why does it not? The sun goes down, sun disappears, and that's it, it's dark. What's this time period where it's semi-light, semi-dark, and it takes time till it gets completely dark? So the Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam writes in the Maseches Brachos, the beginning of Maseches Brachos, Pirush Mishnayos, first Mishnah. The Rambam says something very interesting. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, the sun, we see light from the sun, right? The light comes directly from the sun. But now when the sun sets, even after the sun is completely set, the ball of the sun is completely disappeared from the horizon, then we know there's still rays coming from the sun. Now those rays, it doesn't reach the earth, it doesn't reach the land, it doesn't reach anymore the land that we're standing on, but it can still reach the atmosphere which is above us, because we know around the earth there's atmosphere, it's quite high up. Now the sun rays reaches the atmosphere, and then the atmosphere bounces off, it reflects off, the rays of the sun reflects off the atmosphere and it comes down onto the earth. So it says the Rambam that even though the sun itself doesn't give any more light directly from the sun to the earth, because the sun wall is already below the horizon, but nevertheless it can still reach further up, right? Because the sun's not that deep that it can't reach even the atmosphere that's above us. So it still reaches the atmosphere, and then we can still see the light coming from the atmosphere. And only when the sun goes even further down, when it goes dips even further down, then it doesn't even shine into the atmosphere around us. That's when it's completely dark. Now that time period when it's not anymore shining on the earth, but it's shining on the atmosphere and it reflects onto the earth, that time period is where it's semi, where it's not completely light anymore, but it's not yet completely dark. And that's where the whole inyan of, as we know, Binashmashas comes from, where it's not yet completely, it's slowly getting darker and darker. Alright, so that's just the Metzias of now we want to go into it. What's this time period of Bein HaShemashes? So the Gemara says in Pesachim, Dav Tzadi Dala, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi's Shitta is that the time period from Shkia until Tzeis, meaning the time period from when the sun sets until stars come out, until it's completely dark, that time period is Dalad Milin. Yeah? Now Dalad Milin, each mil, it's a walking distance, right? It's not time period, but Chazal work with million, and they use that for minutes. And we know Shchroch writes in Yerodea that a mil, the time it takes to walk a mil is 18 minutes. 18 minutes. So therefore, sorry.
But various times of years.
What?
Period. Different.
What? Shkia. What? The milling?
No, Shkia.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's slowly get there. So the shear of 1 mil is 18 minutes. So if the shear of 4 mil is 72 minutes. In other words, the Gemara says in Pesachim that the time it takes for the sun to set until Tzeis HaKichavim is 72 minutes. As Oshtin Gemara in Pesachim, that's the Shittas of Yosi. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Hei says the Gemara says there it's only shloish rivei mil. It's only 3/4 of a mil. It takes 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of 18 is 13.5. It takes only 13.5 minutes for the sun from when the sun sets till it gets completely dark. So there's a stira. What should Rabbi Yosi see? Is it dalet milil? Is it 72 minutes? Or is it only 3/4 of a mil, 13.5 minutes? 3/4 of a mil.
41 or
something. So it's 18, 3/4 of 18. Each mil. No, 72 is 4 mil. So 1 mil is 18. So 3/4 of 18 is 13.5. So the Moran Pesachim says it's 72 mil. It's 72 minutes. And the Moran Shabbos says it's 13.5 mil. 13.5 minutes.
Right?
Yeah, so we get there. If I get a chance. So there's two. So there's a stira. What is a shei ben hashmashos? What is a shei ben hashmashos? Right? And it's a big graphic. What, 72 minutes? A 13.5 minutes? What? How could this be? So there's two. Approaches. There's two approaches to miyashav the stira. This is all brought down in the bialochis and reish samachalov be'arichas, and he's mivayah very nicely. There's two approaches. Approach number one is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is brought down in Tosfos in Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tam shit is like this. Rabbeinu Tam says that there's two shkias. There's two shkias. There's shkia number one when the sun starts setting. There's shkia number two when the sun's completely set, and then there's Tzeis HaKichavim. Says Rabbeinu Tam, when the Gemara says that it takes 72 minutes from Shkia till Tzeis, it's the first Shkia. It's when the sun starts setting. When the Gemara says that it only takes 13.5 minutes from Shkia till Tzeis, it's the second Shkia. And that's a very small, that's much later, and it's a very small amount of time. So says Rabbeinu Tam, that when does the day stop? And when does Tzeis HaKichavim, when does Ben HaShmasha start? Says Rabbeinu Tam, the second Shkia. In other words, if you look at the whole 4 mil, look at this time period of 4 mil, or 72 minutes, you wait 58 and a half minutes, the first 50 and a half minutes is still completely day. The sun is starting to set, still completely daytime. After 50 and a half minutes, that's 3/4 mil. After that time, then it starts being Ashmashas. Then that's Shkia Shnia. That's when the sun starts, that's when the sun sets completely. That's when the sun's already completely set. Then starts being Ashmashas. And 13 and a half minutes later, i.e. 3/4 mil later, is Nacht. It says the Kichavik. That's Shitza Rabbeinu Tam. So the 4 mil, the first 3 3/4 mil is still nothing, it's still daytime. And it's only the last 3/4 of the mil, 13.5 minutes of the 4 mil, that's the Shkia, Ben Hashmashas, and Nacht. That's the Shitza Rabbeinu Tam. Before we go to the other Shitta, I'll just move a little bit more Shitza Rabbeinu Tam. The Loshon Rabbeinu Tam is quite interesting. Rabbeinu Tam says, Acha shenichneso chamo bo'ivi harikia. That the last 13.5 minutes is after the sun has gone in, has gone through the thickness of the sky. What does it mean, Uberik? Yes, the run there in Mizmavaya, the run says that it goes through a window. The sun goes through a window in the sky, right? Everybody's looking at it, what are you talking about? As we're sitting around, the sun goes through this window. So the first 58.5 minute period, yeah, that's how long it takes the sun to go completely through the window. The window is a very wide window. So for the sun to go through, that's how long it takes. And all that time, we still see the sun. You can still see it. It's opposite against you. You can still see the sun.
What happens? You have no sun.
What? Sun? What?
All
there's no sun.
Yeah, no sunset.
Right. No. Okay.
So what?
With different parts of the world, how do you go with it? I don't know. How do you go with different parts of the world? We're going to the parts of the world where the sunrise and sunset every day. Those parts of the world, that's what we're talking about here. So it says the run that it goes through the thickness of this chaloin, this window, so to speak. And now the first 50.5 minutes is when it travels through it and you can still see it, still visible. And then afterwards the sun moves away from it. Once it's behind the window, the sun moves away from it and the sun starts traveling away. Now how long does it take for the sun to travel completely away that you can't see anymore, disappears? That is 13.5 minutes. That's the last 3/4 of a mil. So the first 3 1/4 mil is when the sun goes through the window, and the last 3/4 mil is when it travels away from the window. The Pele with this Rabbeinu Tam is, the Pele with Rabbeinu Tam, we all know, the Gemara, there's another Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara says in Psachim, Daf Tzadi Dalad, Amid Beis, the same Daf, on Amid Beis. The Gemara says that what happens to the sun at night? Where does it go? Right? So is this a famous Gemara? So there's a machlokes between Chachmei Yisrael and Chachmei Mezoilam. Where does the sun go at night? Chachmei Yisrael say, the sun in the daytime, it goes completely over. And at night, it hides, it goes in through a window. And then it travels back, all the way back to the beginning, all the way back to where it was in the morning. And then in the morning, it comes back out another window, and then we see it again. That's what Chachmei Yisrael hold. Chachmei Mezoilam hold? No. Chachmei Mezoilam, as we know, it goes, the sun goes completely around the world. At night, it goes below the horizon, it goes completely the other side, and it comes out back to the other side.
It don't go to the north.
No, not north, not to my north-south.
Mizrach.
No, to my Mizrach Marv, east-west. You know, why north? No, not to Mount North.
It don't go to north.
It rises in the east and it sets in the rest, west.
It
not to
the north.
Not to Mount North and south of here. Yeah? So this is this machlokes of here. Where happens the sun? Where does the sun go at night? And the Gemara says in Psachim,
never
to the north. Because hidden. That's hidden. Oh, very good. So the Gemara says in Psachim. So what's the maskana with this debate over here? What's the maskana, right? So you can say yourselves about what the maskana. Maskana is the sun goes below the horizon. It goes the other side of the world and it comes above the horizon. It doesn't go into a window. And as the Gemara says, Taka, that the maskana is not like Chachmei Yisrael. Nitzchu Chachmei Yisrael and Chachmei Yisrael. They proved us wrong. And the sun, Taka, doesn't go through any windows. So the question is, how's Rabbeinu Tam? We just now explained Rabbeinu Tam going through windows. There's another question, and it's interesting, Wikivega there, and the Gideon Ashas brings a Shittim Kubet, says in Ksuvas. We know we say on Shabbos, we say in Davening on Shabbos, that what the Rebbeinu Shem does with the sun is, he opens the windows of the sky, and then he brings out the sun. So it says, why do we use this nusach? If the Gemara says that nitzchu chachmei umasoy mechachmei Yisrael, in other words, that we don't take on Azoy anymore, it's not like that, there's no windows, so why do we say in tefillah, why do we say this nusach? Says Rebbe Kivega that you have to say that, no, it's not Bekivega, it's just Mekubet says, that anecham ataka, chachmei umasoy elam proved us wrong, proved chachmei Yisrael wrong, but nevertheless, we don't understand what chachmei Yisrael, we don't understand all the machshavas, all the kavanas behind, nevertheless, we still take on la halacha like Chachmei Yisrael. It's true, and not all that. Taka, the Metzias doesn't show like that. But whatever Chazal meant, we still go with them. And that's why we still use that nusach in tefillah. So that's not so bad. It's not so shver. How to understand exactly? It's not so understood, but it's not so difficult to say that we're still working with this window business. There's another problem. Nechem Mishnah asks this kasha. We know on Pesach, we know for matzah, we need to have mayim. We need to mix water with the flour. We need to have mayim shalonu. What's mayim shalonu? Mayim shalonu doesn't mean our water. Mayim shalonu means water that rested, that wasn't down in the grounds through the night. You had to draw it from the wells at the beginning of the night and let it out of the wells through the night. And only then in the morning you can use that water. Why? So the Gemara says in Psachim, again the same Gemara. The reason is that this, that the water below the earth, the water during the day is cold. During the night, the water warms up. Interesting Gemara. And the Gemara, we're talking about the winter months, not the summer months. The Gemara says the winter months. Why? Because the sun in the summers, you know, the sun goes way, way above. It goes really very, very much on top of us. Not completely on top of us, unless you're mamash on the equator. But in the summer, the sun goes very high. The winter, we know the winter sun is always very low, right? So says the Gemara, therefore, at night, that the winter sun is very low. Similarly, when it goes through the window, and it's also very low. And now, in the daytime, it's above the horizon, but in the nighttime, when it's very low, it's below, and it warms up the water. The water gets warmed up. And therefore, if you use this water, so if you draw the water in the morning, it's too warm, and the water is not the right temperature for this flour, for matzah. It's going to machamas the matzah too much. Therefore, take the water, draw the water first at the beginning of the night, and then it'll cool down, it'll stay cold, and then it's the right temperature for matzah. So, in fact, the Lecha Mishnah, you see from this Gemara, again, the Gemara is taking on that the sun doesn't go below the horizon. The sun is, there's some sort of window, and the sun is still with us. As I further mention on that, on this back upon him, that is Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. How we explain exactly the window, there's another way to explain the window, and that is brought down from Tosfos Rid, one of the Rishonim in Maseches Shabbos, and he says this window doesn't mean a window up in the sky. It means the horizon. It means when the sun dips, the horizon, that's, it looks like as if it's going, it's hiding, going somewhere else. That's what we mean when we say the window. That's Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. And so again, let's just recap. There's 4 mil. The first 3.25 mil is completely day. The sun's tack is starting to dip, but it doesn't mean anything. There's no ramifications in the halacha. And only the last 3/4, the last 13.5 minutes, that's after the sun's completely dipped, completely below the horizon, then the light diminishes slowly. That's when it starts shkia, and then there's a period of being a shmash of 13.5 minutes, and then there's nacht. The Vilna Gaon, has got a different mahalach, and the Mishabur brings us lots of Goyim and lots of Rishonim that go with this mahalach. And he says it's completely the other way around. What do I mean by that? He says there's 4 mil. He says the first three quarter mil, the first 13.5 minutes, the first 13.5 minutes is the real Shkia, our Shkia, and the Ben Hashmash is the Nacht. And then there's 58.5 minutes till 58.5 minutes till another nacht. Another nacht. Mishnah Berurah says, "Say it's kol kuchavim." Then there's 15.5 minutes when it's completely pitch black, when all the stars are out. So that's the gross shit. In other words, if it's a Rabbeinu Tam, but it's just not the last period, not the last 3/4 mil of the 4 mil, but it's the first 3/4 mil of the 4 mil. And the first 3/4 mil, straight away there's shkia, and you go into Ben Hashmashes, and after 13.5 minutes, you go into Nacht, right? Yeah? Is it clear?
After 13.5 minutes, it's Nacht.
It's Nacht. It's Nacht.
You know it's bright.
So in other words, it comes a big enough kamina ladina. After 13.5 minutes of the 72 minutes of the fida gra, it's night. It's the next day already. The fira binu tam, there's another 45 minutes, right? Because you minus 13.5 minutes from either side of the 72 minutes. There's another 45 minutes of fira binu tam. That it's still day. The fida gone. It's already long nacht. And only after 45 minutes, then the Rabbeinu Tam says there's a shkia, then 13.5 minutes nacht. So the big nafkim in Ladina, there's 45 minutes period in the evening, and every evening the 45 minutes period where the feet are gone, it's already nacht. The feet Rabbeinu Tam, it's still daytime, still broad daylight, still.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't chop and change. You can't. What mincha then ma'ariv and then mincha? You can't. Right, so that's the machlokes we have over here. So now, I'm not going to go into what we paskin. I'm not going to not in a moment what we paskin of these two ladina. If we have a chance, we'll see later. The Gaon, it's famously said. The Gaon, the Gra said that when he goes to Shemayim, Nachem Eveshrim, when he goes to Shemayim, he's got 3 days. He's going to spend 3 days proving Rabbeinu Tam wrong. That's the famous thing. Now, if you look in the Bi'ah Gron Shulchan Aruch, he's very, very, very marich on this Shulchan Aruch. Somebody reached Samech Aleph, where he brings a bit of Tam Shitta. He's very marich Shaloi Kedarkoi. And I'll just bring you out the first few words the Gaon asked. The Gaon asked on a bit of Tam like this. Now, if you don't mind, we're going to delve a little bit into astronomy, if it's okay with you. I'll try and explain it clear enough. The Gaon said this. The Gaon asked 2 points, 2 problems. Number one, he says there's going to be places in the world where it's impossible to have Rabbeinu Tam's mom. That's question number one. And question number two is, the truth the other way around. First he asks that according to Rabbeinu Tam's cheshbon, he needs whatever he needs, say it's called a kechavim, let's say, because he needs to wait this long period up until, according to Rabbeinu Tam's cheshbon, he says that it's not true that every part of the world, that's already from some of you mentioned, it's not true that every part of the world is exactly the same. The Metzius is not like that, and I'll explain to you in a minute soon why. Question number two he asks, there's going to be places in the world where there's no Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Some of us are familiar with this problem. There's going to be place in the world where there's no Rabbeinu Tam. And I'll explain a little bit what the girl means. What the girl means. So I'll be magdim a few akdomas. I'll try and explain it as clear as possible. I'll magdim a few akdomas, then it'll be easier to understand. It'll be appreciated a bit more what the girl's questions are on Rabbeinu Tam is. And we'll see, truth is, the same way as he asked Rabbeinu Tam, there's questions on the girl as well. The same questions, but just in his nusach. The world as we know is round. Right? Now, when we, let's say, take a wheel of a bike. right? So the wheel turns around, and there's the inner part of the wheel, and there's the outer part of the wheel. Now, obviously, the inner part of the wheel is turning and spinning the same speed as the outer part of the wheel. It's the same wheel. But because the outer part of the wheel, yeah, it has much more distance, it needs to travel much more distance to be able to make one cycle than the inner part. Therefore, the outer part of the wheel will travel much faster than the inner part, right? Even though it's the same wheel, but that's, right? Because it needs to travel much more, there's much more to go, much more to spin around. Now the world is round, right? Now, so by the equator, that's the widest part of the world. And as we come north or south, as you go further up, further down, then the world narrows, comes shorter, and smaller and smaller, narrower and narrower. Therefore, when the world spins, right? When the world spins by the equator, inevitably it's going to spin faster than further north, right? So now we're in Manchester, we're much more north than the equator. The world spins much slower than by the equator, right? Okay, that's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is that to make it easy to understand, the world is divided in latitude and longitudes, right? Am I right? Latitudes. So the equator, we work with latitudes. Latitudes is going north-south. So in other words, every part of the world, and everybody knows, you see in the sat-nav, it says exactly which part of the world you're in. Every part of the world has its Mokum, has its place in the world, north, south, and east-west. We'll leave out east-west, because it's not a gear to us. So north-south, the equator is zero, right? That's the middle, that's the center. And as you go further north, you're going further north, and as you go further. So let's say a place like Manchester. We're in Manchester, we're about 53.5 degrees north, right? Roughly around that, 53.5 degrees north. In other words, you go all the way to the North Pole, it's 90. Right, equator is zero, North Pole is 90, and we're quite far up, right? And then similarly, Esrael and Moshul is in the range of 30s, the 30 degrees. Esrael is much lower down, and also all the African countries are the same, similar, very similar to Esrael, the latitude of Esrael. So now, right, that's Hakdama number two. Now, Hakdama number three is the way they explain this. I got this from the Sefer. It's an English Sefer, a very good Sefer called Va'yoyim Be'yoyimoy. It explains this at length very, very, very clearly, very nicely. The third Hakdama is like this. The third Hakdama is, Rabbeinu Tam says, wait 72 minutes. Wait 72 minutes, right? And then you know, so now instead of waiting 72 minutes, we don't, every time, so they made a cheshbon, where is the sun? Where is the sun after 72 minutes? Where is it? How far below the horizon is the sun sitting? Where is it below the horizon? So after 72 and a half minutes, so the horizon, we'll call it now 0 degrees, right? The sun, so in the morning, the horizon is 0 degrees, and it goes up, Chatzos Hayom is 90 degrees, then it goes back down again to zero degrees, or 180 degrees, whatever. So now the sun, after 72 degrees, after it's below the horizon, it's after 72 minutes, it's 16.1 degrees. That's where it is. It's 16.1, that's a cheshbon scientist made. It's 16.1 degrees, that's how long it takes. It's very easy to make the cheshbon if you know how to do it. It's not such a complicated cheshbon. That's where the sun is after 16.1 degrees. Now, That's these three Hakdamas. So now, the Gra asks that not everywhere in the world is it the same. So what does he mean? He means to say that since the world in the equator travels much faster than further north, therefore, depends where you are in the world, that's how deep the sun will set. That's how deep the sun will go below the horizon after 72 and a half minutes, right? After 72 and a half minutes, the sun on the equator below the horizon is not going to be, it's going to be much more, it's going to be much further below the horizon than further north, than in Manchester. Because in Manchester, the world hasn't spun as fast, therefore the sun is not going to set as deep. I'm sure there's more scientific terminology how to explain how to say it, but saying it in a very simple form. Therefore, says the Gra, that you can't just make a blanket rule after 72 and a half minutes, which i.e. the sun is set, the sun is below the horizon a certain degree, that's it, then everywhere, wherever you are, how, you can't do that. Everywhere in the world is different. It doesn't, you can't just make a blanket rule like that, right? Question number two is, the Gra asks, there's going to be a place in the world where the sun doesn't dip 16 and a half degrees, doesn't dip at all at night, in the summer months. It won't dip 16 and a half degrees. Now for that, there's another fourth Hakdama, and as we know, the earth is on an axis. In other words, the earth doesn't spin straight, it's on a slant. Right? It's interesting, the Sephora says that this axis, this slant, wasn't like this, but Sheshes Mebrachus. Sheshes Mebrachus, the world was straight, and it spun in a standing upright. It was only after the Mabul, where the Torah says there are going to be different seasons. It'll be Kayetz, Chorev, Mkorev, and another two, six seasons. Only then, why now suddenly the Torah writes there's going to be seasons? Because that's when the world tilted on our axis. Because the reason why there's seasons, as we know, is only because we're on our axis, different parts, the different times of the year. We're facing the sun in different ways, and that's where the seasons come from. But so only after the Mabul, the world was destroyed in a certain way, and it became from then it was degraded, so to speak, the world, and that's where the seasons came from, because the axis and Sfon writes that also love when Mashiach comes, the world is going to tilt back straight. Going to tilt back straight, yeah. A bit repetitive, because the Chazal state the Mefurish Apostle in Yeshaya that it's going to tilt. It's going to be a Oretz Hachadosha. It's going to tilt back straight, and there won't be any seasons. No summer, winter. Okay. So Kaponim, how much does the world tilt? What's the degree? How much does it tilt? So the scientists have found it's 23.5 degrees. The tilt is 23.5 degrees on its side, right? It would have been 0 degrees straight up, 90 degrees completely on the side, 23.5 degrees on its side. Now, if it's 23.5 degrees tilted towards the sun, that's in the summer. In the summer, when the earth is facing the sun, If you're going to be within 23.5 degrees up there, up north, within the 23.5 degrees, you're always going to see the sun. The sun can never set because the earth is facing the sun. So as much as it spins, it's always facing the sun. The sun will never set. So the top 23.5 degrees will never set. Now, as you go further down, then the sun will start setting, right? Now, but how much can the sun set? Let's say if you're in a part of the world where you're 24 degrees from north, you're 24 degrees. In other words, sorry, you are. You're just below 23.5 degrees, just below wherever it is in the latitude. You're just below that. So the sun will set, but the sun will set a very small amount. The sun can't set too much because just above that, the sun will never set. So just below that, the sun will only set however far down you are. Right? So Mela, the cheshbon is like this. Let's say we said Manchester, we're by 53.5 degrees north. Right? That's where we are in Manchester. So now, if you make a cheshbon from zero, from the equator up until the North Pole, so it's a 90 degree angle. So if you knock off 23.5 degrees, and then if you want the sun to set 16.1 degrees as well, so you've got to knock off as well 16.1 degrees if you want it to set so far down. So it's you've got to, if you want it to set that deep down, you've got to be, you can't be higher than 50.4 degrees. In the latitude north. You can't be too high. Once you're too high, then the sun won't set what you wanted to set. If you wanted to set 16.1 degrees, you can't be higher than 50.4 degrees because you've got to knock off the 23.5 degrees of the sun is always facing, the world's always facing the sun. And you've got to knock off as well another 16.1 if you want the sun to set that deep. So mainly you can't be higher than 50.4 degrees north latitude. You can't be too high up. Right? So it's basically just as a nutshell, if you're too high up, then the sun can't set as the depth that you want it to set. Which we said, Rabbeinu Tam holds that it has to set 16, it has to be below the horizon, 16.1 degrees. If once you get too far north, it won't set so deep. Therefore, in Manchester, that we're 53.5 degrees, we said. Therefore, in the summer, the sun will never go below 16.1 degrees, and therefore you'll never have Rabbeinu Tam's man. If we're going according to this cheshbon of 72 minutes, doesn't mean 72 minutes. 72 minutes means that at that time, the sun is below the horizon that amount of degrees. If that's what it means, 72 minutes. If you explain it like that, then you'll never have Rabbeinu Tam's man in places like Manchester and a lot, right? Even London. Even London is a little bit lower. It's not too far lower down. Also, you won't have Rabbeinu Tam's man, right? So that's what the girl. The girl says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's going to be times of the year, he says, there's 3 months of the year where you're not going to have Rabbeinu Tam. So what's going on? What's Rabbeinu Tam? What's Rabbeinu Tam talking about? You have to wait so far, you have to wait so long until it becomes Nacht, right? The Emes says the same kasha is the Gra as well. The Gra's also got a problem, right? Because the Gra says it's true, it's much, much, much earlier Nacht. But then it's going to be 3.7 degrees. The sun is going to have to go below the horizon, obviously much less than Rabbeinu Tam, and only 3.7 degrees. So if you're going to be at a certain point, much further up, let's say there's places in Finland and Sweden, those places are much further up, they're 64 degrees. So according to the Gra, you also don't have the sun going below the horizon in the right amount of time. Okay, so whatever the Gra means, maybe the Gra knew that there's people don't live up there, even don't live so far up there. That's the the kasha that the girl has against Rabbeinu Tam. So basically, in a nutshell, that is Rabbeinu Tam's shitta, and that is the girl's shitta, and the girl's problems with Rabbeinu Tam. There's a lot more details, that's basically in a nutshell. Now, so how do we go about this? What's the right approach? What's the approach? So first you need to know what's the halacha. Who do you pass like, the girl or Rabbeinu Tam? And then if we're passing like one of the, if we're passing that girl, then we're sorted. If we're passing Rabbeinu Tam, that's when the problems start. So Shulchan Aruch writes, in Simurish Tam Chalef, in Hilchas, Kabbalah Shabbos. There's halacha, you have to Mekabbal Shabbos. You have to bring in Shabbos before this man Shabbos. There's halacha of Tesefis Shabbos, and you have to bring it in a bit before. It says, how much before? From when do you start? When is this Chiyuv Tesefis Shabbos start? So Shulchan Aruch writes in Simurish Tam Chalef, yes, you've got to bring Shabbos a little bit earlier. Says Shulchan Aruch, and what's this time? Uzman tesefesu zetu metchilas hashkia shein hashemesh nirus al haoretz adzman bein hashmoshes vazman hazeh shu shloisha milin berevia rotzo la'asoyse kuro tesefes oisa rotzo la'asoyse menu miksas oisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what's the time? When are we Moisif Shabbos Mechira LaKodesh? It's from the beginning of Shkia. From Shkia, that's the service Shabbos, it's not your Shabbos. So says the Shulchan Aruch, what's Shkia? That you don't see anymore the sun. The sun's already gone below the horizon. And this time period, from then, you got three. So Shulchan Aruch, Shushloisha Minimavia, you got 3.25 mil. In other words, 3.25 mil. 58 and a half minutes, which is not yet Shabbos. It's not yet Shabbos because it's after Shkia. And at that time period, if you want, you can make it Shabbos. If you want, you can make the whole thing Shabbos. If you want, you can make a mix of menu Shabbos. But you got to, there's a chiyuv to be moisef a bit. V'shez man ben hashmoshes, and then what's ben hashmoshes? So this is what we just said, shkia till. But what's ben hashmoshes? So shuchnok shleisha rivei mil. After this time, there's 3/4 mil, which is ben hashmoshes. Shem harach elef v'chomish nes amas koydem alayla. Says shuchnok is very clear. Shuchnok is very clear. Pasuk like Rabbeinu Tam. Right? He explains, he says the first 3.25 mil is called Shkia already, but it's not yet Shabbos, and if you want, you can make whatever you want to that to serve as Shabbos, and then there's another Shkia, and there's 3/4 mil, and after 3/4 mil, that's when there's Nacht. And only from the second Shkia is when it's Ben Hashmosha starts. Right? There's a Shaila that Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchas Mila, and Yeridea, Shulchan Aruch is a bit ambiguous over there, who he passed the night. Some possibly want to say Shulchan Aruch Hefshah was Chayza, since he's not clear over there, so therefore he meant to take on that. You don't have to go to Rabbeinu Tam. But the Pashta says Shulchan Aruch takes on Rabbeinu Tam. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'alacha, so he goes into Arichas over here. And he says like this, he says, since it's very difficult, he goes into a lot of the difficulties that we spoke through, and he says, since it's a problem, since it's not so clear what exactly time is, he says, there's another Chazal, the Gemara says that She Laila, the Zman Seitzah Kechavim, is with 3 stars. With 3 stars, the Zman Seitzah Kechavim. And that says in Shabur, we know what 3 stars are. We can look outside what 3 stars are. Therefore, he says, the Lashon of Shabur is, We don't know it. But we've got another Gemara that we can be Seimechon. Why not be Seimechon the other Shel of Chazal of 3 stars, rather than going to this Shurim which we're not even clear about, and we might start making mistakes, rather go with the Shel of 3 stars. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah takes on that we go with a three. That's the halacha ma'aseh. But in Toich HaDvarim, it's very clear that Shabur is choshesh to the gra. He's definitely choshesh to the gra. Kaponim zicha lechumra. He's zicha choshesh to the gra that Shabbos already starts. Not as Shulchan Aruch. Shabbos already starts already from the beginning of the Dalet Milin. But he doesn't take on as a definitely ladina. He's very stark choshesh to him. Yeah. So you do see 3 stars. After 30 minutes, you do 3 stars. Yeah. You don't see a lot, but there are 3 stars already. Yeah. Yeah. Now there's two approaches to the Rabbeinu Tam. Approach number one is, and it's more the Chassidish apostle will go with this approach, and that is, we just accept the Rabbeinu Tam. 72 minutes, Shei Dalet Milin. I don't care what it looks like outside. If it's already dark ages ago, if it's not yet dark, 72 minutes. That's the shir. That's shir laila. As we state in Chazal Rishonim, and there's nothing you don't argue about it. There's the amongst them is the Divrei Yatziv, is the Tzanza, the Divrei Yoel. Divrei Yatziv writes that you see many stars already long before Bino Tamzman. So what on earth are you waiting for? So he calls them Koich Ve'oy. He says these are stars, these are day stars. It doesn't mean it's not yet a proof that it's yet called. It's not a proof for night. It's not for us to decide. And similarly as well, the Svarja Pasim as well also go to Bino Tam. Abchem Palaji. There's quite a much. Mishnah Berurah brings as well the Prima Golem as well also Tzchoishesh to Bino Tam. And but nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah brings later on in Hilchas Milah and Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah brings that the Chida, the Beit Yosef, takes on that in Eretz Yisrael. The minig was in Eretz Yisrael. The minig in Eretz Yisrael. As far as I remember, Minigan Yisrael, he says that the Minigan Yisrael was not like Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, we're machmir already to start Ben Hashmashos much earlier, not like Rabbeinu Tam. The Meisa in Eretz Yisrael, after Shkir Rishoyna, already about, so the Pasuk say 25, 28, Chazon Ish says 35 minutes already after Shkir Rishoyna is already Nacht. And Eretz Yisrael, and because the reason is because since Eretz Yisrael is closer to the equator, and therefore, as we explained, the world spins much faster, and therefore the three stars come out much earlier, right? So you don't have to wait. The safest man in Balochi brings Azoy. He says the minig was Azoy. So the minig was all those people who lived closer to the equator, all the African countries were much closer to the equator. The minig was always to take on not like Rabbeinu Tam, to take on like the girl. Why? Because the Metzias showed that after a much smaller amount of time, it's already Nacht. Mashaykin, those were shipped further north, then the Metzias showed that it's not yet Nacht, it's not yet dark enough, so they were more Noikut, they took on more like Rabbeinu Tam. Why? In Eretz Yisrael, the Metzias says after about 25, 28, 30 minutes, that's when you see it's pitch black, that's when it's dark in Eretz Yisrael. So that doesn't stem with the Gra either. Why? Because we explain the Gra says after 13 and a half minutes already it's Nacht. But and after 13 and a half minutes then it's Yisrael, it's not yet dark. It's not yet dark. So the Paskim say that it's very possible that the Shkia, we've got the wrong Cheshvan, we're a bit out of the real Shkia. Therefore, if you add another 13 minutes, and maybe that's when the Shkia is, that's the correct Shkia, then the Taka does work out to the 28 and a half, to the Berech 30 minutes of Nacht after Shkia. And I said, that's the first approach. You go with it, you just take on a bit of Tam sentiments. Other approaches that we do go with Rabbeinu Tam, and we do go with Metzias as well. And either they just go with them, in other words, like Shabura said, you go with stars. You go with stars, then you know, it's true, it might not be the same amount of time that Rabbeinu Tam said, but then you know for sure that you can also fulfill Rabbeinu Tam a kapana for Matzah Shabbos. So after, so the Mishabru brings Michas Kohen holds after about 48 minutes, it's already the Zman, and even Rabbeinu Tam would go with that, with that, even if they're going with the Shitta of, the other Shitta is they're going with the sun going below the horizon, and the sun, they don't go with 16 and 16.1 degrees below the horizon. You don't have to go so far down. And they say, in Akponim in Manchester, the Luach goes Berech with 8.5 degrees below the horizon. And that's when they say, that's when they take on, it's for sure, Akponim, that's the minute they take on over here, that with that is Zichar Nacht. All right? Agreus Ishkoyev. Was it clear?
Yeah.